As you know, on a Tuesday night, John always talks health. And when I looked at this, I have to confess that this stat I'm about to read shocked me. And I'm sure it's a stat that'll shock you as well. Did you know that 15% of Australians suffer from arthritis? That's almost 4 million people in this country. It's a particularly personal one for me because my grandmother on my mother's side suffered with severe arthritis throughout her life, and it affected her mobility, her quality of life, just about every facet of her daily life. So I've seen it up close. It can be particularly traumatic, and finding a treatment that works can be tricky, especially if you get it somewhere like your hip, because your hip, and we'll ask the doctor about this in a second, your hip is probably one of those things that you don't really think about. It's just there, it works, you do what you do day to day and you don't really pay much attention to it. But it's fair to say it can be a painful and frustrating experience, but there are surgical options that can be extremely effective. And here to tell us more are our good friends from Sydney Adventist Hospital, harnessing the latest scientific advancements in health while giving you the attention, respect and care you deserve. That's whole person healthcare. And joining me is Dr. Hagop Kiork, an orthopaedic surgeon at Sydney Adventist Hospital. Dr. Kiork, thank you first of all for joining us this evening.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. It's our pleasure to have you. Let's start with the basics, because we've all heard arthritis. We've all heard of arthritis, but what is it in effect?
So what I think you're referring to, when most people say the word arthritis, they're usually referring to osteoarthritis, yeah, or a degenerative joint disease. Mm-hmm. And by its essence, it's essentially, to try and put it in simplest terms, a degenerative condition of the joint, which affects the cartilage that coats the joint, the bone under the cartilage and the edges of the joint, the soft tissues around the joint, ligaments and capsule. It can even affect the muscles. So it's essentially a condition where it creates pain. Mm-hmm. It can reduce range of motion. It can produce other problems like instability, swelling, and essentially loss of function from all of those things put together.
I would imagine too, Doctor, and we'll get to some specifics in a minute, but I would imagine too that there's a trickle-down effect. So you've got pain in the joint because of the arthritis. You've got a lack of mobility, which then puts extra pressure on the muscles, which then means they hurt, which then means you stop being as active, and then you're chair bound or bed bound and you're not moving around as much, and it just progressively gets worse and worse.
Well, certainly when you have a painful joint, say the hip, you can become less mobile, and muscles around a painful joint tend to lose strength or can waste, and that can make the problem worse. It becomes like a negative feedback loop. So yeah, I mean, it does have effects more than just in the joint itself.
Why is it particularly bad to get arthritis in the hip? I know in the intro there I touched on the fact that I know for myself I don't really pay any attention to my hip at all. Like if your knee might be a bit sore or your ankle might be a bit sore or you might have muscle aches in your leg or something, but I've never given my hip any thought at all. So why is it particularly bad to get arthritis there?
Well, I mean, the bottom line is severe arthritis can be painful and really problematic anywhere. But in the hip joint itself, because it's a weight-bearing joint and you need it essentially to take every step, it can really affect your quality of life quite significantly, your mobility and your day-to-day function quite significantly.
I was staggered by those figures I read at the start, 15% of Aussies suffering from arthritis, 4 million people in the country, therefore. How common is it to get arthritis in your hip?
Well, in Australia, tens of thousands of joint replacements are done a year. And in the hip, there's something like 60,000 odd hip procedures done a year, and of which 80% of those are what we call primary total hip replacements, which is what we're really talking about when we're talking about osteoarthritis most of the time. It's not uncommon at all, and it gets more common as you get an aging population, of course. And people these days want to live a more active life as they get older too.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, everybody's telling us we should. We're all aware of it. If you're trying to be vigilant and keep an eye out, as blokes, we are especially particularly bad at, but if you're listening now and you want to be vigilant, what are the symptoms to look out for in the early stages?
Well, the commonest symptom that presents to us is pain. As surgeons, what we see, most people come in complaining of a history of pain. The pain can be located anywhere from the groin to the thigh to the knee. It can also be in other places. Can I just say, though, from the get-go, it's really important that you actually go see your doctor, your GP, who's been very good at diagnosing the problem and managing it for your specific individual needs, because whilst this is useful information, it's not really a replacement for seeing your own doctor and getting managed properly. The doctor will, because there are other causes of pain in these regions as well. That's why it's important to be take a history, be examined, have the appropriate investigations. But pain would be, getting back to your question, pain would be the commonest thing we see. And then some people will then notice, along with pain, they might notice that their range of motion is becoming diminished, so that their hip becomes stiffer. They'll notice things like they have trouble bending down and putting on their socks or cutting their toenails, or they say they haven't been able to cross their leg in a while, that kind of thing. And just general loss of function due to the fact that they've got pain and stiffness in their joint.
Really good advice about seeing your doctor as well. You're absolutely right. And something for all of us to remember.
It's good to go get it, see them. If any concerns, you should do that rather than rely on general information you pick up here and there.
You mentioned at the start what we might colloquially understand to be arthritis. There are obviously different types. Are you able to sort of just run through the different types and what the differences are?
Sure. Broadly speaking, the two commonest types are what we call osteoarthritis, which I've already described, that kind of degenerative condition.
Yep.
And then there's what we call inflammatory disease, which is one is rheumatoid. That rheumatoid disease sits under that category as well. And that's an inflammatory component where your body creates inflammation in the joint, which causes pain and swelling, but can also erode the cartilage and damage capsules and ligaments. But to be honest with you, rheumatoid disease is it's really managed by my rheumatological colleagues. They've gotten very good at it over the years of managing it, the progression of it and the symptoms of it quite well. So when I was a trainee many, many years ago, we used to see a lot of quite severe cases of that. But I just in my own practice, anecdotally speaking to my colleagues, we don't seem to see as many of the severe cases that we're used to, which is good.
Yep.
But osteoarthritis would be the commonest cause for a need for a total hip replacement.
Now, on that subject, as I said, I've had personal experience with my grandmother. Things like hip replacements used to be very, very invasive and difficult. I don't want to sound flippant, because it's difficult for the surgeon involved, but difficult also in the recovery. What does that involve these days?
So, when people say the word hip replacement, they're usually referring to a total hip replacement.
Sure.
And that involves, like the name implies, replacing the ball and the socket of the hip joint. So your ball and is completely removed, and the socket is reamed to accept an artificial socket. So essentially, that's what it is. And it's very good at getting rid of, in most cases, it's excellent at getting rid of pain and returning function. Over the years, we've gotten, better instruments, better technology. We've gotten, incisions tend to be a little bit smaller than they used to be. Overall, the results are very good. The modern technology that's come out over the years, the implants have all been, gradual improvements over time. The recovery is about, most people will be up and about walking on their hip within the first 24 hours of surgery.
Wow. After a full replacement.
Yeah. Wow. And the earlier we get people moving, the better.
Mm.
And a lot of people can be home within a couple of days or not long after. And by 6 weeks, you'll find a lot of patients are walking unaided. But of course, that depends on the frailty of the patient, the condition they were in before. There's lots of things that have an effect on that.
I was about to say last question, but then I remembered one more I had wanted to ask you. When you talk about replacement and the equipment that's being put in there, you're talking about titanium componentry, aren't you, largely?
Some of it is.
Right, okay.
Some of it is.
Yeah.
The bearing surfaces tend to be not titanium. There's various types. There's ceramic, there's polyethylene.
Okay.
There's metal, the chrome cobalt, there's ceramicized metal. There's lots of different various bearing surfaces, but we've gotten to a point now where it's become a very reliable procedure in and with very high success rate. Obviously, no operation is 100%, but it's very, very good at getting in the right patient who needs it. But just to, I'd just like to make the point that not everyone that has hip arthritis needs a total hip replacement.
Yeah, that's a fair point too, yeah.
So a lot of people can be managed with what we call non-operative treatment or conservative treatment, and you can, that's where GPs are very good at, you know, the right amount, the right medication, activity modification, physiotherapy, weight loss if needed. All those things are usually tried first, and the hip replacement is kept up our sleeve for situations where it's really necessary.
Is it a situation where I come to see you, I have a hip replacement, I go through that 6-week process, I manage the recovery to what you and my doctor has told me I need to do, and then I never worry about it again? Or is there a likelihood that I may have an issue further down the track? Or does that feed back to what you're saying about the quality of the componentry and the advances that we've made?
Well, you don't have to worry about arthritis occurring in that joint again, because the actual joint has been replaced, and the artificial surfaces don't get arthritis. But prostheses can, and there's a small number that over the years will need to be revised, and that's something that what we call a revision procedure, and that is something that might need to be done. But the majority of cases can go a very, very long time without any problems.
Dr. Kiyork, it's a privilege to speak to you. Thank you for taking time out to talk to us this evening. Thank you for explaining it in a way that we can all understand and not be intimidated by as well.
I appreciate the opportunity. Could I just reiterate how important it is not to rely on general information and to go see your doctor?
Absolutely. Of course you can.
All right, then. 100%.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Kiyork.
My pleasure.
There he is, Dr. Hagop Kiyork, orthopaedic surgeon at Sydney Adventist Hospital. Real privilege to speak to the doctor there, and a lot of really, really important information there. Neil messaged in as well to say he's got polymyalgia rheumatica, overactive immune response, hereditary usually in males, active after 50 years of age. So yeah, there's a lot there, a lot of information. It's time for us to take a break, and we'll run up to the news.